And oftentimes, CFO nominees lack the requisite qualifications. I'm most surprised when I hear some of my associates ask why auditability matters. I suspect this question is a result that many of my colleagues lack real-world experience. They've never run a business or an organization that has to make the most of its resources that it has available. To a business, and the Pentagon's not a business, but to a management organization, reliable financial data is what powers the strategic planning, the strategic budgeting, and operational decisions, and often means the difference between success and failure. But even to Congress, auditability is of paramount importance. We cannot do our job without it. The fact that our largest federal department, with nearly a $700 billion budget, still can't comply with the law after several decades is a failure that rests squarely on us, the Congress. Because by accepting the continued excuses and delays, we have failed to do our job. The Appropriations and Accountability Clause of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7, says the following. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law, and a regular statement and account of the receipts and expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. We haven't done that in 30 years in the Pentagon. The intent of this clause is simple. Congress cannot possibly know that the executive branch is obeying the first part of the appropriation clause, spending, without confidence in the second, accountability. The decades-long failure by the Pentagon to comply with existing federal financial management laws is against the very spirit of the Constitution. Our founding fathers demanded that those spending taxpayer dollars are held accountable to the taxpayers, the people funding the bill. The financial management problems within the Pentagon are intimately related to its problems of waste, mismanagement, its budget woes under sequestration. Currently, neither military leaders nor lawmakers can consistently and reliably identify what our defense programs cost, what they will cost in the future, or what they have cost us in the past. When the Pentagon itself does not know and cannot tell Congress how it's spending its money, good programs face cuts along with wasteful programs that we will not need, which is the situation we find ourselves in today, cutting meat instead of fat. Unreliable financial information makes it impossible to link the consequences of past decisions, and oh, by the way, holding people accountable for those decisions, to the defense budget, or measure whether or not the activities of the Defense Department are actually meeting military requirements. The problem is clear. You cannot manage what you cannot measure. If the Pentagon doesn't know how it spends its money, Congress doesn't know how DOD is spending its money. With the nation's debt nearing $18 trillion and counting, and tighter budgets across the federal government, DOD needs now more than ever to better manage the scarce resources. The first charge of the Congress is to defend the country. Today, DOD leadership has told us that they are on the right track, making progress. I've heard that song before. Some of our nation's best watchdogs, the GAO and DOD, IG, will testify that the core financial management weaknesses, the long-standing deficiencies, still exist and remain a significant risk to DOD meeting its statutory constitutional requirements. If you take away only one point today, it should be this. Poor financial management is the root cause of much of DOD's current problems, be it the ability to control cost, as evidenced by weapon system and IT system overruns, anticipate its future cost, measure performance, or prevent waste, fraud, and abuse. Congress best helps DOD fulfill its obligations under the law and to the American taxpayers by holding DOD accountable for its failure to comply with the law. Mr. Chairman, I have only one request of our first panel is that you will stay and listen to the GAO and IG. I know they seem to be a thorn, but there's some reality in what they say. And if we mix that reality with the good effort that everybody at this table right now is making, I'm talking about our panelists, we'll get closer. And I would just summarize, and we'll do it through the questioning. We've changed what the NDAA called for by going to the accounts instead of the resources. Understand you were allowed to do that, but if you really want financial data to be able to make good financial decisions and to control costs, you're not going to get it that way until maybe 2022, 2021. With that, I yield back.
Let me just follow up.